I traveled the state. I was called to travel the state. Most everybody here on the Zoom has heard my testimony. 2 years ago, God called me to be a candidate for governor of the state. And he did that to motivate me, I believe, and to travel the state, seek out ministerial leaders, and ask the question, how do we attain more unity in the body of Christ? And I learned several over that 6 month period of the primary. I learned incredible just insights, downloads from him. And this model, I was watching, Ron had sent out an invitation to one of your weekly meetings yesterday, and it had a prior pastor from Northwestern Washington, and he talked about the ABCs and how they built their prayer network up there, and the ABCs similar to the seven mountains. And that's what God had shown me 2 years ago, is that every county throughout the state of California, every county to identify an apostolic leader that identifies spirit-filled individuals, prayer warriors, in the seven different mountains or in these ABCs, and to come together and just pray for unity and pray for what God is showing them in the business community, in the nonprofit community, as you said, these four right. different structural aspects. And that was a message that I had heard from him.
I love that vision that you laid out for that, Tom, because it resonated with me. I know the first time that Ron and I think Terry and even Lori were on a call with you originally, and it is bringing the whole family together like this. It's been, to me, the most frustrating thing. Been a Christian a little over 20 years, but to walk into a church and have everybody divided from different churches, and everybody divided as far as what we're talking about, the business people aren't as holy as the pastors. And I'm like, where is this in the Bible? None of this stuff exists. And the prayer warriors, how come they're all hidden and in the closet and nobody gets to talk to them or honor them? And that's one of the big things we did in December at our dinner, was to honor Lori and Terry and Gemma, the prayer warriors who were there at that time, to bring them forward. It's like, we are all part of this one family together. So we've got a little bit of this DNA flowing and going, but we just love having you tell us these other examples of what people are doing, because this is where we want to head. I mean, I see this, I've always seen this as a family gig. He's our dad, we're his kids, end of story. And I know that's a big piece. You know, when I met my brother Vince, I think he's still on the line here, out of the Vince Chavarria, out of the Hispanic community, doing the same thing. Go, oh my gosh, we've always had the gringo side, but we've never had link with the Hispanic guys until last year. We met him at a men's conference, and he was just running this men's conference. Like, who's this guy? And he's bringing together all these gangbanger guys that I used to be in ministry with. I'm like, oh my gosh, man, all these guys who do prison ministry. Wow, man, something is happening. So I don't know, you can comment on that, Vince, or what you think is happening here with us.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, my name is Vince, and hello, Jeff, and some of you guys from Monterey County, Salinas Valley. So I live in Salinas Valley, and I lead a house church, so I kind of wear different hats as a pastor and a community leader. I'm also part of a chapter called Christians in Commerce. And the gentleman that started this off, I do have a question for you, because it's one of the challenges that I face. Now, I'm only going to talk about my personal experience. I can't talk about, you know, other people's experience. But as we've been doing these conferences, they started with men, and then we did it family. I started dealing with, and Todd can attest to this, because I think a few of the guys reached out to him. The challenge that I have is, even though I am evangelical in nature, and so that's where I work from, I still collaborate very much with Protestants, Catholic brethren, and even the chapter that I'm part of, CIC, I would say 60, 70% are from the Catholic background. But one of the challenges that I experienced here locally is you get some groups of individuals that kick back against that idea. They're very anti this, and they want to buck against that. And at this point, I just move on from them. But what has been your experience is bridging evangelicals, Protestants, and Catholics together. How do you work through that? Because that is, you know, Salinas Valley is, I would say, 80% Catholics. I mean, most in the Salinas, 80% Latino for sure. So how do you work against that? How do you maneuver through that difficulty that people are brainwashed from their denominations that, hey, I hate Catholics. I hate, you know, you got even some Pentecostals that hate other Pentecostals. I mean, they're just brainwashed that way. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I'll give a 2 or 3 minute response. You know, I might talk if we have time on a slide about Ephesians 2, the house of the Lord. My theological construct is what we're about really is building the Lord's house. And it says that house is built on the foundation. Jesus is the cornerstone. But it's built on a foundation of the teachings of the apostles and the prophets. So who we are and what we do has to be built on a solid foundation of biblical orthodoxy, okay? And so when we're building, trying to cross the bridge to work with Catholics, we need to really agree on the core essentials of orthodox Christian faith, but then be intentional about choosing to be tolerant about things that might be of secondary doctrine. Because, you know, all of a sudden with evangelicals, you get deal breakers with the Catholics, you know, whether it's Mariology, whether it's the Pope, ex cathedra stuff, all this extra dogma baggage that comes with, you know, the history of Catholicism. At some point, we as maybe I would say biblical Christians, Orthodox Christians need to say, okay, who we are and what we're doing is based on sound, you know, it might be Apostles' Creed, you know, it might be the Nicene Creed. But we agree that we agree on those core things of Orthodox Christianity. We have to stay there. And so what we do has to be built on that foundation. Now, beyond that, secondary issues of doctrine, you know, whether it's baptism, whether it's the gifts of the Holy Spirit, even pneumatology, how the Holy Spirit works, we have to exercise tolerance. We have to say, okay, brother, you love Jesus. Jesus is in you. You know, you're a born-again brother or sister. I can walk with you. I can work with you. Not everyone's there, but there have to be leaders that will decide to go there and build those bridges of trust. And this is happening more and more. This is happening more and more even with Catholics. The other thing I'll say, whether it's homelessness, whether it's feeding poor people, or that's dealing with the economic impact of C-19, we have to be in a place of being people of faith, partnering with people of goodwill for the broader good of our communities. And to say, okay, I know where you're coming from. I disagree with this particular point of theology, or maybe you're a liberal, you're out there, you don't even believe in the deity of Jesus. But as we're dealing with homelessness, we're dealing with presenting problems, we're going to deal with a wave of depression and suicide. We're going to be dealing with all kinds of sociological issues coming at us. We need to say, okay, we know who we are. We're not going to compromise our theology, but we need to partner with people of goodwill for the good of our city or our county.
So you're having success working within, are you having success then within your movement, working with the Catholic Brethren and with them from that group?
Yeah, increasingly events in cities across the U.S. Increasingly, this is happening in India. Very surprising that, you know, the pockets of Christianity that are Catholic all through India. It's happening in my own city. We're drawing in our Catholic brothers and sisters into a coalition to help figure out the homeless thing. What can a united body of Christ do, right? Not just to throw more money at it, but how do we actually get into life change with people on the streets? And so, yeah, we're inviting that kind of dialogue and participation with the Catholic. It's slow, but it's increasing. But, you know, we need to just be honest about things and say, look, we can't buy all of your Catholic dogma. You know, we need to be who we are and stand on our, you know, theological base. But I would say it is increasing. Yes, it's tricky, it's ticklish, but it's happening.
I think it'd be really helpful to put you in direct contact with Vince here, Tom, because he's going to have a meeting, I think, with the bishop locally. Is that right, Vince?
Yeah, it was planned for last well, last month, and then everything
everything's off. But I think these specific, that's super specific. We want to get that. We want to get Vince that help. Any experience you have with that, we'll pull that off. As we don't need it as a global. Well, maybe it is helpful to some bit, but to get maybe even more one-on-one or both Vince and I to chat with you, Tom, about that, because it's a critical need that's going to be happening right now for our events coming up in July and then, you know, in August. So, it's a need that's very specific, that's also time sensitive, that we're dealing mm-hmm. with in the community, to kind of bring in our Catholic brothers, which we've never been able to do before. And Vince is a huge doorway to that. So
excellent. Good.
Yeah.
Tom, and I got on Zoom now. So, and what I've told those that have given me resistance, I just fall back on gentlemen like Chuck Colson, Bill Bright, who worked through that successfully. But when I tell them that, it totally goes over their head, and they just kind of stick with their little pet doctrine. Anyways.
Well, and Vince, you just have to bless them where they are without getting annoyed or irritated or arguing with them. That's their level of revelation. At that point, you just say, okay, Lord, I just bless you. I release you, and find those of like heart that you can walk with and partner with. Because the Catholics carry so much, or they carry a depth of their own tradition.
Right.
And if they truly know Jesus, if the Holy Spirit's in them, just, kind of separate out all the dogma, the baggage. I just call it baggage, and say, how do we walk together, and how is God asking us to work together for the greater release of blessing? And for the kingdom advance.
Because if we can pick your brain for 2-3, whatever, 4-5 tips, whatever it is, for this specific meeting that Vince is going to have some point in the future, Tom, that'd be excellent.
Excellent. Glad to help. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Just about any comment that I'm bringing? Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Tom, first of all, for joining us. It's really good. I've had these feelings for years and stuff, and people that do know me, I'm passionate about this. And I'm really saddened about this. I grew up as a Catholic, went to a Baptist church, and went to non-denominational church, so I hope I'm still saved.